I can't believe I didn't tell you either. I figured I might
tell me everything.
I figured I probably told you.
I feel just, oh, the betrayal.
Yeah.
This is huge. This is huge.
Well, this morning, since I got it, now everyone's allowed to talk about it, right? So I went through the list. And I'm going to name off all the people that won.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and, of course, amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Carson.
Hi, Brandon.
I'm very excited today.
I know. You walked in just pumped. I don't know how much Celsius you had before you got here, but...
I had three things of coffee, like three cups.
Not really. It's like three pots of coffee.
No. Like a full pot.
I wouldn't put
pot.
It past you.
Like a full pot.
That's good.
Speaking of Celsius, I'm looking for Celsius. I think there's one in the fridge over there.
So we've been talking about spending a lot, but I, out of my personal money, decided it would be a great gift to get a 12-pack of Celsius, the assorted version.
But I don't know about that.
Not the the Arctic ones and just like the originals, the good sparkling ones.
Mm, there's going to be like three in there I'll drink, but...
Yeah, and I'll drink the rest. Yeah.
Nice thought process.
Regardless, if you need that energy, you will drink whatever it takes.
Possibly. Yeah. There's also a big coffee machine over there. All right. Well, enough about coffee. We want to talk about something that is amazing today. We're recording this on 9/4/2025, and the episode should come out tomorrow on 9/5/2025, according to our producer, Mark. There was something, an amazing email that came out this morning. I woke up at, I don't know, like 5:30 this morning because I was out on my yearly trip that I take with my grandfather over the past weekend. And we get up at like 3:30 in the morning for this trip. And so when I get back, it's like I have to adjust to Pacific time again, even though I was in Arizona.
You're on East Coast time somehow.
Yeah, yeah. East Coast time. So I woke up early and I couldn't go back to sleep and I didn't really feel like watching the news. So what do? I start working. My go-to. Well, this morning I woke up to an amazing email, I think at 6:07 a.m. And it said,
Brandon, you're fired.
Media package. I'm like, media
package. Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are always good.
Yeah, media package. Well, not always, but most of the time.
Most of the time.
I'm like, media package. Who's it from? NBAA.
What's NBAA?
NBAA is the National Business Aviation Association.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like something you should definitely be in.
Yes, they are. I would say they're the premier aviation association for business, obviously National Business Aviation Association, but they're really huge. I mean, they do a lot for our industry and honestly, they're a huge organization. I've gone to some of their events in Vegas. They have one of them's coming up in the next month and it's quite the event. Anybody in aviation business is there and it's pretty cool.
Big event?
Huge. Like Oshkosh huge.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, not as many people flying in. Yeah, there's not that type of stuff, but Oshkosh huge. It's
that's that crazy. Big. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they take over all the airports in Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas, and then all the GA ramp space at McCarran or whatever they call it now, Harry Reid.
You know, I was thinking like those poor pilots that just try and fly out normally just a couple weeks of the year. They just can't.
No, there is one full week. You cannot fly in there unless...
This one, F1.
Oh, F1 is not as bad as the first year.
Oh, I remember the first year was terrible. But anyway... NBAA.
NBAA. So they came out with something awesome today, and it's something I've been wanting to talk about for a very long time, like 2 months, believe it or not. Actually, more than 2 months. I've been wanting to talk about it since June, the beginning of June, and now here we are 3 months later, and we're allowed to talk about it.
Well, for a very good reason.
Yes. So this morning, that media package email came in, and it said... 2025 Business Aviation Top 40 Under 40 Award Recipients. And why would I get a media package? That's why I'm so excited this morning.
That's awesome. You made the list?
I made the list.
That's incredible. 40 under 40 is awesome.
It is 40 under 40. I wish I got a 30 under 30 at some point, but I didn't quite make that. So I'll take it at 37, 40 under 40. I'm pretty stoked about
it. Almost missed that deadline.
I almost missed the deadline. Yeah, it got close.
No, I like to give you a lot of crap for things like that, but congratulations.
Thank you.
That's seriously a huge accomplishment.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, it's kind of surreal. I went over the list this morning because obviously I couldn't talk about this for 3 months. And I've known.
You haven't even told me. No. Is this just killing you inside?
It's killing me inside.
You want to wait till you for sure won to say something.
I mean, if I screwed up and somebody found out, they would take it away.
Oh.
When I was in Bordeaux, I had to record a little video. So if you watch the little video that they come out with, I think they'll put them on YouTube or something. I was actually at a rooftop in Bordeaux in the morning recording it. And I had my phone propped up on a coffee cup. Is how I had to record it. I wanted to do it at an airport, but it was too loud. And then I was going to redo it at Oshkosh, and it was way too loud. So I ended up just leaving that one. So it came out okay. Oh, it was okay.
Good enough, apparently.
Yeah, it was good enough, but not fantastic. But yeah, it's been killing me inside literally 3 months. It might be 3 months to the day. I think it might have been June 4th that I found out. Crazy.
I can't believe you didn't tell me.
I can't believe I didn't tell you either. I figured I might have.
Tell me everything.
I figured I probably told you.
I feel just... Oh, the betrayal.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Well, this morning, since I got it, now everyone's allowed to talk about it, right? So I went through the list and I'm going to name off all the people that won. Stephanie Alexander, Lance Baganoff, Joshua Bell, Cody Bjork, Mike Bradfield, Kyle Canna, Mikhail Cardinal, Cynthia Comer, Sierra Marie Curtis, Teresa Daly, Rachel Douglas, Jamie Harder, Cole Hartfield. Might have said that wrong, sorry. Emily Heron, Nikki Higgins, Joseph Jesse Hip, Michael James, Ton Lelio, Linda Lee, Shauna Livingston, Kyle Long, Steve Laurie, John Markowski.
Brandon Martini.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you go.
I know. You want to say the rest of them? Then I'll say my other favorite one on the list.
No. How about you keep going?
All right.
I like this.
Jacob Mergler. Patrick O'Brien, Ryan O'Rear, Amanda Oach, Miles Paris, Mitch Patterson, Maria Perdermo Cuevas, Kelly Pryor, Josh Reckley, Brandy Rechtler, Christian Schuster, Miller Stallings, Andrew Stylano, maybe if I said that right, sorry in advance again, Joseph Michael Toomey, Kara Wolf, and there's one other one. Besides me that I was really excited about. And that is my friend, Antonio Ferrara. Congratulations.
I thought you missed him.
I did not miss him. I skipped past him on purpose.
He does something really cool too. Executive Director of Aviators for Autism. That's pretty cool.
So it is very special, Aviators for Autism, because we have some relations into that organization. I've been a big supporter of it since he started it. My co-founder, Anthony Gerasi, has a son who is autistic, and also Antonio has a son who's autistic, who are big supporters of treatments and support for autism. I know that his organization is bringing kids around airplanes, trying to make it normal for kids with severe autism to fly on aircraft, and it's a really noble thing. I mean, you wouldn't think about it. We just get on an airplane, but think about all the people who are deathly afraid to fly, right? There's a whole bunch. Carson, you were?
Oh, yeah. Terrifying.
it's
huge. And there's a lot of people that are already afraid to fly. You know, having autism, you can just be a lot more sensitive to noise, sound, and things you're not used to. And combining those two is just a nightmare scenario for someone.
I mean, I remember, it's funny because my son Austin, he's grown up around airplanes since he was 3 or 4 years old, right? The first time I brought him in a big airplane was already after him and I went flying in a Cessna 172.
He's like, wow, this is a lot quieter. This is a lot better.
No, he was deathly afraid.
Really?
Yeah. He was afraid to go through the security by himself because you have to walk as a kid by yourself. Oh, yeah. You have to stay away from me. I brought him by myself and we went all the way to Orlando. I can't remember what we did in Orlando, but I know we went to a rocket place in Orlando. I know what we did. We went to Sun and Fun.
Oh,
it was my very first Sun and Fun. I brought Austin. He was like 5 years old. He was like this tall. You can't tell, but that's very short. I realize you can't see how low the ground is here. But he was very short. He was like 3.5 feet tall or something. And he was absolutely afraid of getting on the big airplane.
What airplane was it?
I don't know, 737 or something. Yeah, I can't even remember. So I can't even imagine kids that have really severe disabilities trying to get on aircraft and how afraid they are. And just people in general, they're afraid of airplanes. They're afraid of flying. It's really they're afraid of the unknown. I get on an airplane and I can fall asleep in like 30 seconds. Or some people are like death gripping the seatbelt.
When you're flying or bigger airplanes?
Both. No, I'm just
autopilot's a dream.
Autopilot's a dream. No, but it's really cool that he's got such an amazing organization, and I'm hoping to be working with him quite a bit more towards the end of this year. The details on that to be announced in the future if we are going to be doing something. But hint, hint, maybe we will, maybe we won't, don't know. But I know that I will be supporting this organization no matter what. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, I am stoked about this NBAA 40 under 40. It's a pretty cool thing to be recognized for. I mean, with such a giant organization such as NBAA.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time's up, Brandon.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
Carson, when is NBAA's event where they're going to announce these winners in person?
Oh, that's why. Oh, that.
Oh, Carson just figured out
a whole bunch of things. Those dates make a lot more sense. I was trying to plan a trip around this. Like, I've been waiting for. Oh, there.
Now you know. Thank you.
Congratulations. It's in Vegas, October 14 through 16 of 2025. And is this an annual event that they have?
It's an annual event. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, by the way, the reason why Carson just had that weird reaction on the dates is because I said, hey, I have an event I'm going to in Phoenix. There's a chance that I need you to go to that event because I have to go to Vegas for a certain reason.
Again, not telling me anything and leave me in the dark. And I was trying to plan a trip around this. And we keep waiting. He's like, I don't know. Ask me Friday. Ask me Wednesday. Ask me Friday. And he finally found out today. And I was like, that's why those dates make sense.
Yes. So now.
That's a good reason. I'll go to Phoenix for you. That's okay. A good reason.
Thank you. I don't know if you need to go to Phoenix still. It's pending what the event calendar is for me.
Okay.
So after this podcast, we'll check that out and we can come up with a game plan there.
Well, yeah, you got a media package.
Yeah. I know. I got a media package, so I can go anywhere. I highly doubt that, but it'd be kind of neat. But I really highly suggest you all go to NBAA if you are an aviation professional and you are looking to kind of further your career in aviation. I wouldn't quite say it's meant for pilots unless you are a Gulfstream pilot or somebody looking to meet other people in the industry like that.
For businesses in aviation?
Yeah, exactly.
Like business owners?
Yeah, I mean, business owners, managers, people trying to make deals. So for example, if you own an FBO and you want to go make a deal with a fuel company to switch to a new fuel provider,
like you would go here to do it.
That's the place.
That's cool. Okay.
So yeah, you'd go here to do something like that. And yeah.
What kind of connections have you made out of this? Because you've been before.
I've been before. I didn't really make many connections per se when I went. I went to just kind of go look around. And I went one time and it was several years ago. I know a lot of people that do go. I went when I owned my flight schools. I want to see what kind of deals I could do there. I was also trying to develop a whole bunch of hangars at that point, which I've talked about on a different podcast episode. So I was really trying to make connections on hangar cost, development cost, architecture, find out what the fuel providers would be, what my markups can be, that type of stuff. So that's why I went back then.
Got it. But if you're going to do business or you got a plan, this is a place to find the connections for it.
It really is. So cool. Well, we wanted to have this as kind of a little quick episode today just to kind of announce all the winners and say congratulations. So I think we'll call it a day at that. But congratulations, everybody, again, for the NBAA winners. And yeah, Carson, you have any final thoughts on this?
Congratulations. And you kind of suck for hiding that from me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's such a huge win.
Yeah, thank you.
And can't wait to see that up on your wall, dude.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it'll be nice. Hopefully they send a plaque or something. That'd be cool.
Or two plaques, one for the office, one for home.
Yeah, I'll order another one if they do that. I mean, also, we didn't even talk about it yet. Stratus got number 113 on the Inc. 5000 fastest growing companies in America.
That is insane. We were number one in Orange County.
Two years in a row. I don't know if we got this year or not. They haven't released the list. That'll come out in the next couple weeks, actually.
Stacking up the awards.
Well, I know we did another, I think, 500% increase or something. So anything's possible.
Yeah. The world needs pilots. It's great. But congratulations all around. You guys have been doing a great job. And yeah, I think I've helped a lot. But you guys have been doing a great
job. Carson, you've been helping quite a bit. Next year, we'll have to nominate you.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make 30 under 30 for sure. Yeah.
By the way, I didn't mention this statistic, but it's kind of cool. They had 702 nominees.
Wow.
Yeah. So they only took 40 out of that. So I did the math, of course, this morning, and it equals 5.6% of the nominees won.
You're a top 5%?
Yeah. One out of every 20 was selected. That's pretty good.
Okay. You must not be fake.
I must not be fake. Yeah,
this can't be a fluke. There's been too many things.
And the fact that I have a friend who also won, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd you meet that guy?
Where did I meet Antonio at? I think through Jets and Capital or through LinkedIn or something. And then we chatted at Jets and Capital. And then,
okay. You need to show me how you use LinkedIn.
You do. Yeah.
You need to show me because you've met so many cool people on LinkedIn.
Oh, I got a humble brag today, actually.
yeah. He wasn't humble when he texted all of us.
No, I was not. Before we call it a day, yesterday was kind of cool. So 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I added somebody on LinkedIn. And it was Amanda Bynes from The Amanda Show back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And she accepted it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, her career is not quite taken off anymore, but it's still cool to have like a celebrity on your LinkedIn, right?
So who else can I reach out to? That was your next thought, right?
Of course it was. Yeah. Course. Well, it comes up with like famous people on there. And I don't know.
How many did you try and add? You're not just hit and follow. There's like a
connect. Yeah. I connect. But on a lot of these people, if you don't have mutual connections already, you're not able to connect.
So you got Amanda Bynes, which was your in.
No, it wasn't. She's not mutually connected with anybody else that I've tried. I mean, I've tried Bill Gates. I've tried all the sort. I've went crazy on it, right? Obviously, I didn't get Bill Gates. But I've tried a lot of other like famous CEOs and stuff. And I've actually gotten quite a few other CEOs that are really...
Do you write a message or just send them?
It depends. Kind of on my mood. But so I sent one out to Mr. Beast because we have a bunch of mutual connections, actually, because he uses Wall Street to finance his deals, right? So we actually have some of the same connections in LinkedIn, which is interesting. And then this other guy we have that I'm about to tell you who it was, we had like 8 connections on LinkedIn. And so I was like, oh, of course I'm going to add him. He should add me back. We probably do deals with the same people. Matter of fact, I know we do deals with the same people. So you want to tell everybody who it was?
It was Logan Paul. Brandon added Logan Paul on LinkedIn.
Yeah. It was Austin's favorite energy drink too. He owns Prime.
Yeah. And Maddie was like, oh, I loved his videos. Like I used to watch them. And
actually, I like all the Pokemon stuff. I like all this Pokemon craziness. Remember, that was my generation.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I won't judge.
Yeah.
You ever seen Star Trek?
Every single episode.
Every single, like 6,000.
No, there's not 6,000. There's 600 and something, like 632, something like that. I've watched every
episode. You see how I just got him to admit he knows all about Star Trek? This is crazy. Or would you watch it in the car when you were doing your adjustments?
That I used to watch it in the car when I was when I was an insurance adjuster. Yeah, it was probably not the best way that I did that, but. Yeah, whatever. It worked.
You can adjust your own accent if you got in one.
I guess so. Yeah, but Logan Paul, that was kind of
so cool.
Yeah, so shout out to Logan Paul. He's a great entrepreneur, so I'm happy to be connected with him. Actually, amazing entrepreneur. The guy crushes it in pretty much all the things he does. So hopefully one day we'll do some business together.
Yeah, I think it brings a good point about connections and entrepreneurship. You know, there's when you're starting out, it's tough. But as things get rolling, as they have for Brandon, he's very humble. I'll be a little bit less humble about him. But as things get rolling, you start picking up steam and making the connections is the biggest part. We've talked about that on every episode. And even as a student pilot, making connections is huge. That's how you get access to cool airplanes to go fly, cool people to go meet, cool things to go do. And if you're not going to put yourself out there, it's never going to happen.
I know. My friend Kurt, Captain Kurt on LinkedIn and everything else, he's a big proponent of having pilots reach out everywhere on LinkedIn. Just go start making connections on LinkedIn.
Literally, what's going to hurt is they're going to ignore you or say no.
That's it. Literally go to every single pilot and click connect that you find. All the executives at the airlines, go click connect.
What's going to happen?
Nothing. They'll just either ignore you or they'll connect. It's exactly. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, you either have it or you don't. So just do it.
Yeah.
It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. But honestly, the people that do stick are probably great people.
Yeah, and you'll learn a lot. So cool. Well, let's call it a day on that one. If you want to reach out to either one of us, you can reach us on our emails, Brandon at Aviation Mentors, Carson at AviationMentors.com, or our producer, Mark at producer at AviationMentors.com. Like we've been talking about LinkedIn a whole bunch, you can add us on LinkedIn. I know I've gotten quite a few ads and messages lately that talked about our Mosaic episode, which has gone viral, by the way. Over 100,000 views, 6,000 new followers on Facebook in a week. Absolutely amazing.
One of the comments were like, oh yeah, all these content creators are just like spamming this stuff and about Mosaic. And I was like, yeah, it's the biggest change we've had.
Yeah.
Pretty
much like the 60s.
Yeah, this is a massive change.
Massive change.
So I think the next thing we should talk about is a lot of naysayers. Like, oh, this is a terrible idea. And I'd love to address some of those comments.
Oh, I'm definitely down to.
Yeah.
So with that being said, if you like this episode, any of our other episodes, please don't forget to like, follow, subscribe if you're watching or listening to us. And more importantly, we don't have that many reviews on Apple or Spotify. If you could give us a 5-star review, it only takes about 10 seconds. Just put in 5-10 words or use ChatGPT to do it. I don't care.
Yeah, but if you're going to leave a negative review, just remember that's too much effort. And there's not really need. Yeah. But if you have a great thing to say, please do.
Yeah. And if you have a negative thing, please reach out to us. I'm happy to address it directly.
Absolutely. Send us an email and anything
you
can do.
I'll probably get on the phone with you and find out how I can fix it.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Actually, we just gave somebody too good of an idea. They're like, oh, how are we going to get Brandon on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to work too.
Yeah, it probably would. Well, thank you again for listening today. We really appreciate it. Like I said, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share. All the things you do on social media, it's really, really appreciated. It helps us grow the aviation community at large, and it helps us help our followers. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, and it gives us a lot of motivation to keep going. Yeah, we love it. And seeing things go viral like that gives us an opportunity to engage with you guys, and that's something we really enjoy. But anyway, everyone, as a wrap-up for the day, remember, we're here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
See you.